KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hello, this is DJ Electric Landfill, and you're listening to 91.3 KXCI. Today I'm going to be interviewing DJ Coop. Tell us a little bit about what made you want to join the program here at KXCI.
Well, I listen to a lot of Ozzy's Boneyard radio, which is really cool. And I was like, it would be pretty cool if I was able to do this. And so I went in the summer program and recorded a show. And that was really fun. And here's another thing that I'm doing today, which is another show, which is called Metal Madness.
That's cool. So what can we expect from you on the Metal Madness?
Well, interviews on a lot of heavy metal bands, maybe some death metal. I recorded an episode about the Number of the Beast album. Don't want to give too much away about it, but describes the lyrics and all this. And, you know, hoping to be able to interview some cool people in the future for my next episode. So that was my first episode that I just did, you know, thought it went pretty well.
That's really cool. I look forward to seeing what you can produce in the future. What's drawn you to heavy metal, like that genre? Like, have you grown up with it, or is it something you discover on your own?
Yeah, I grew up with it. So how I really got into heavy metal was, I think I was listening to Yo Gabba Gabba, and my dad got pretty tired of it, and so he's like, wonder what happened if I put this in, and so he slid in a, Iron Maiden Live After Death DVD. I was blown away with all these energy from this heavy metal, and that's what really drew me into it, and I've been like really into it for 13 years now, which is pretty great.
Well, that is pretty cool. I like seeing people get really inspired by music they listen to.
This is DJ Coop, and I'm interviewing Electric Landfield. Let's hear from him. How's your day, man?
It's pretty good. How's yours?
Pretty good, no complaints so far. What kind of music you into?
Any kind of rock, really. Classic rock, indie rock, emo rock. I also like Melancholica, and I guess I've been getting into hip-hop recently.
Are you familiar with the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome. Wu-Tang's for the children. What made you want to be on the radio?
I first got on radio in 2019. I've always been listening to KXCI ever since I was a small child. My parents would always have it on the radio, and I've loved the music they played because I've always liked more alternative music, stuff you don't play on mainstream radio, and that's one of my favorite things about KXCI is that, and they play music I like all my favorite bands they don't really play on mainstream radio, even though they're fairly popular. But you log in or you switch on the KXCI and it's like, well, you know, sometimes they'll play a lot of bands I like, which is cool. So I don't have to pick through Spotify, pick through playlists and CDs. I can just turn on the radio and listen to stuff.
Well, what's your on your shows? What can we expect? Tell me about it.
The Right Track mostly focuses on album reviews. So far we have Bright Eyes' album On Why Do It Gets Morning and Gorilla's album Demon Days, where I take a look into the album, you know, from what the musician themselves has said, what the lyrics have to say, what the instruments are, basically taking apart the themes and like really doing a deep dive into it. And I think we're just about starting to wrap this show up. So thank you for listening. Thank you, DJ Coop. And this is Electric Landfill on 91.3 KXCI.
Find more episodes on KXCI.org. And until next time, keep headbanging.